we recognize two of them in you. One is that paper that you put your notes on. In the mother language for you, it will be the memory. But we have another, we imagine another piece of paper in you, which is safe. We call it safe. One is Lohe Hafiz, the other one is Lohe Mahfuz. Hafiz means the one that keeps, memory is the one that keeps something for you. The other one is kept safe. From what? From wrongdoing, from wrongness. There is something like that. You don't know. Let him mention it, then we talk about it. Yes?
The guardian tablet becomes a guarded tablet. His understanding becomes enriched by the Spirit. When a man's understanding has been his teacher, after this...
No. Repeat that again. Start from... He that searches after wisdom...
He that searches after wisdom becomes a fountain of wisdom. He becomes independent of acquisition and means.
You see, it's very difficult to understand here because, first of all, over there, he's talking about Hikmat Talab. You remember what the Talab was? Yearning, the first step, the first period, before this book, the Talabeh. Hikmat Talab means the seeker of this knowledge and the yearner for this knowledge. This one will become the fountain of this knowledge. Look at it like that, and?
The guardian tablet becomes a guarded tablet. His understanding becomes enriched by the Spirit.
Remember this one, later Rumi will say, when over there I said guarded tablet, I meant safe one, guarded from wrongdoing, because the other one, there are two in you. The one is the one that you write on it, and you could wash it away, and that's your memory. There is another one that you cannot even touch it. That belongs to boss, and something is written over there. Is there? You know, in there they have written that looking at the bloodshed should make you sick. That's why looking at someone cutting himself and the blood will make your stomach upset and you could faint. All the people who passed the medical school asked them, they did it. It happens to the nature of this thing. You cannot. Yes, you could write up on it and scratch it and become an assassin or whatever. But that one is there. It's always there. I mean, there is something good beneath everything in us. Because that breath brought goodness to me. And it's not up to me, all of it. There is something else over there. Let's see what's there. This is the complication now. Now he talks about making your best effort, being lazy, not taking something serious, all of that, yes?
When a man's understanding has been his teacher, after this the understanding becomes his pupil.
This understanding is aql. Twice the word aql is there, so it's not understanding, it's more intelligence. Something else, but you know the way Nicholson goes through that.
The understanding says, like Gabriel, "Oh, Ahmed, if I take one step, it will burn me."
Remember for us, Gabriel was what? Gabriel is knowledge. Gabriel knows the things. He doesn't do anything. He knows everything. His knowledge. So this is an adjective of how we use, right? Here you will see the angel of knowledge, teaching, learning, and acting. He talks about some transformation. Transformation is, at the beginning, who is teaching you? Is it your acting? Your intelligence is telling you what to do, isn't it? So, okay, the path we were talking at the beginning, the teacher is Apple, and you are the student. At the end of this, your Apple will be reduced to a student. You could be the teacher of Apple. Means what? Means look at the intelligence. What is the intelligence? You tell me. What is intelligence? Intelligence is something that the people teach to each other, right? And learn, right? So the people know it. So everybody is intelligent. Is that the case? Okay. If we talk about your intelligence and we know its shortcomings and all that, who do you blame? This is not me. First of all, this is my culture. I was taught. Of course, the culture will teach you something. But who is that culture? You. Because some other fellows like you are doing it. You are not only, actually, you are the teacher of it. It works both ways. Even in knowledge is like that. Even we say, choose a path to become the teacher, to become the fountain, to become complete. Because when you become complete, you don't have to use a lot of effort to be good. If you have a good heart, the goodness will come out of you. You will be radiant with goodness. It's not just 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what? Knowledge is the basic. Knowledge is, let's call it the mode of transportation, right? You believe that knowledge will take you to a better place. Is there a limit to that? You tell me.
No.
Where is that limit? Well, you're confused. Because I changed the question. I said, is there a limit? You said no. I said, where is that limit? And you forgot that. You declined the existence of that. You started to talk about it. Because for you, there is no limit, really. Knowledge can take you everywhere. Let me give you a funny example. The example Ruby brings up. Imagine that I'm the boss. And I want to talk to a fellow. And boy, I was sent him a limousine. What do you think when you hear that the limousine will pick him up and will bring him halfway and will start to say, I'm sorry, I paid off 2 years, the rest you should walk. How do you feel if it happens to you? Imagine that this is what happened to Muhammad. God will say, oh, this Muhammad, good fellow, let's call him and have some chat with him, maybe a coffee, espresso, or whatever. So we send him the limousine. Limousine is who?
Gabriel.
Remember, the knowledge is the limousine, mode of transportation, yes. The Gabriel will take him to the fourth sky. Where is that? Sorry, my dear mother, this is my limit. From this step, if I go one step further, my wings will burn. Remember, they're telling a story, right? And Muhammad will walk the rest 3 skies by himself. How don't ask me. What was the message in this? The knowledge only will take you halfway. The rest you should walk yourself. Because knowledge could take you only to the truth. Acting upon it is up to you. Knowledge will let you understand the truth. The fourth sky in Rumi's time is the sun.